I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. With the zucchinis coming on hot and heavy, and the winter squash not far behind, you might welcome some insects that prey on these cucurbits. But while squash can be overly abundant, I'd never wish squash bugs or squash vine borers on any gardener. Squash bugs can quickly turn leaves and flowers into a holy mess. These gray bugs congregate on the underside of squash leaves, eventually killing them. They can quickly decimate your plants. I've found the best way to control them is to check every few days under the squash leaves for groups of their copper-colored eggs. Squish them by hand, or take duct tape and run the sticky side over the eggs to peel them away from the leaves. You can also place boards between the rows to collect the bugs overnight and kill them in the morning. Also, spray neem oil on the young nymphs and clean up garden debris well in fall. Squash vine borers are devious. The adult fly lays eggs on squash stems near the soil line. The resulting caterpillar tunnels into the squash stem, eating its way to the tip. The leaves wilt easily and eventually whole stems die. To prevent squash vine borer damage, plant in July and cover new plants with floating row covers to prevent the egg laying. Once flowering, remove the row cover and check for holes in the stems. If found, use a razor to slit the stem going away from the base until you find the white wormy buggers. Remove the caterpillars and cover the stem with soil so it heals and re-roots. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Rose of Sharon. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.